Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the 5-Star Joshi Show here on the Fight Game Media Network. I am your host, as always, Scott Edwards, and we have a fun week here to talk about. We are going to be talking Stardom's Cork and Hall Show this past weekend. We are also going to be discussing the Namba Grand Fight Show this upcoming Saturday. We'll do a full preview for that show. I'll briefly go over the Sendai Girls Show and the New Blood show that is happening on the Friday. So by the time this podcast is out, the shows have already happened, but I will still go over them briefly in this conversation. But a lot of this show will be that big preview for Namba Grand Fight. I will also just say here, we'll go over the recent Dreamstar Grand Prix show from Marigold, and then we'll preview their huge upcoming weekend that includes a major Cork and Hall show this upcoming Monday. So a lot of preview, a lot of talking, but we're also going to dive into Saeeda heading to PPP Tokyo to wrestle with Chan Yoda. We will also be going over Julia's NXT debut as well. So hopefully you're all ready and raring to go for this episode. I know I am. So to kick off, I do want to just briefly remind everyone that listens to this podcast that next Friday, the Dump Matsumoto show will air on Netflix September 19th. I think it's a show everyone should go out of their way to see. It is not a documentary. It is a full-on TV show following the life and career of Dump Matsumoto. I think it's going to be very exciting. I've seen a lot of wrestlers of that time, you know, talk it up and praise it. They even had the big show on Thursday featuring a match that had marvelous talent, just a lot of legends ringside by Netflix. It's an incredibly well done shot match that I think everyone should go out of their way to see. But I just want to give everyone that reminder because I think, you know, it's really cool here as Joshi fans. We are getting a full on TV show well worth checking out. So I just wanted to give everyone that heads up here before we get too far in the show because I'm looking forward to it. I'll bring it up again on next week's episode, but with a week to go, I'm really looking forward to it. And I think you are too. So that will be a must-see show for all of us Joshi fans. Now let's get to Stardom. Very busy times in the world of Stardom. Obviously, we are coming off the 5-Star Grand Prix. We are still cooling down from that. However, this past weekend, they did go back to Cork and Hall to kick off the month, featuring a high-speed championship match, as well as a Wonder of Stardom championship number one contendership, which will bring us into Namba Grand Fight this Saturday. So let's quickly go over the results for this show. Starlight Kid defeated Rian in 7 minutes and 18 seconds. Your typical, you know, top star versus rookie match did the job here. We then had the young Kozen duo of Aya Sakura and Sayaka Karara pulling off the shocking win over Rina and Ruaka. When Aya Sakura got the big pin, I like that Aya Sakura is now getting built up for a championship match. I think many of us agree that is someone you want to see in those type matches. So I'm really looking forward to that. She looked really good in this match. She's continuously showed the strides that you want to see from a wrestler like her. You know, she's now in this for over a year, but I feel like she's now, you know, she missed so much time. She's found the stride where she's consistently getting better, consistently improving. Her and Sayaka Karara, really, really good together. So I like to see her getting a title match as Rhea continues to make history as future of Stardom champion. Mina Shirakawa officially returned to a Stardom ring, defeating Rana Yagami and Saya Iida. We have we've reached an interesting point, right, with Mina Shirakawa, where it's very clear, and I think most people would agree to this, she wants to be doing other things than Stardom. And you kind of felt it in her promo where she was trying to get the crowd into her and talk about being a worldwide star now. I've been counting down the days of Mina's time here in Stardom, and I think we are at the point where her coming back just, it doesn't accomplish what I wish it would. You know, Mina is going worldwide, and I wish, like, when she'd come back, she'd come into a featured program. But more than anything, she's coming back and then leaving again. So, if I'm Stardom, yes, it's nice to have her around, but I understand why they're not putting her in a program. They're not putting her in a feud or a title match, because ultimately she's going to be gone very, very soon. You know, Mariah May has already brought her name back up in AEW. She's making a defense in October of the Rev Pro women's title. So it's nice to see Mina back. I thought she looked good in the match itself. You know, Mina's great, obviously, in the ring, but you know, it's hard for me to really engage at this point, because she does have one foot out the door. And I think the sooner she, you know, makes everywhere else her home and comes back to Stardom once in a while, it'll benefit both sides, because it does feel like both sides aren't really locked into making something work here. Next up, we had Azumi Miwamasaki and Suzu Suzuki of Neo Genesis defeating Koguma, Mayu Yutani, and Momokogo in 8 minutes and 36 seconds. As you'd imagine, Neo Genesis rules, right? We've been going over that for months now since they formed. So this match was a lot of fun. A lot of fun for a trios match. No complaints here. It's nice to see Azumi and Mayu, you know, kind of building to that IWGP title match coming up soon. At least it feels that way. You know, we have this, obviously we have the upcoming pay-per-view, so we'll talk about a little bit of that more later on. Then we had Konami, Momo Watanabe, Natsuko Tora, and Saya Kamatani defeat God's Eyes, Shuri, Saki Kashima, Lady C, and Hina. God's Eye needs some help. Like, there needs to be something for them, because this is the big four of hate, and they had no shot. Like, God's Eye had no shot in this match. Went 13 minutes and 1 second. Then we had the Wonder of Stardom Championship number one contendership three-way match with Hazuki defeating Hanan and Tekla. So the reason I thought they made this match was to keep Hazuki away from the Wonder for a little bit, because, right, she went to the draw with Natsupoi, and naturally that's enough to get the title shot. But seeing it, that wasn't how it went. I thought maybe they were going to give it to a Tekla, because Tekla and Natsupoi have teased a match before. But ultimately it was Hazuki pinning Hanan in the middle of the ring, back to Hanan getting pinned a lot, which is fine. And Hazuki gets the win, and it sets up Hazuki versus Natsupoi, which I'm really excited to get into in our preview, because obviously that's going to be absolutely fantastic. But yeah, that is how that broke down ultimately. And then we had the preview tag for the World of Stardom Championship as Maika Hanako, a returning Hanako, and Waka Tsukiyama defeated Natsupoi, Tam, and Yuna Mizumori when Hanako made Yuna tap out. Hanako, I love the new look. I think the new gear is great, the long hair. She feels, you know, more like a star. It'll be interesting to see the stride she makes now that she's back. It's hard to fully judge because it was just one match back, but the whole new presentation was a thumbs up, I think, for her to try to stand out a little bit more. And then we had the high-speed title main event as May, Sarah, and Zeno went to a 15-minute time limit draw. I thought these two did a really good job at kind of mixing in high speed with, you know, Zena also trying to wrestle her style a little bit. I had the chance to talk to Zena for Fightful, which will be coming out on Monday. You'll be able to hear that full 43-minute interview. Fantastic conversation with her. And we talked about that match and how she wanted to, you know, stay away more from her style and try to wrestle the high-speed style. And you really saw that within this match. You know, she jokingly said, you know, I was trying to stay away from the chops, but I had to throw one, which is great. But, you know, I think Zena has shown she can be a Swiss Army knife within this roster. She can step into the main events, right? She can step into those World of Stardom title matches and deliver. She can step into the high speed division and show and shine. I think with her, the more as time goes on, the more she's going to, you know, just continue to be a jack of all trades. But the fact that she is able to enter a high speed match and go in there with Maysera and not only keep up, but bring the high speed, it's very exciting. I think if she mixes her styles well enough, you know, her big match style with the power and the chops and mixes that with the speed element, she's going to be a force to be reckoned with. So everyone should check out that interview. Like I said, drops Monday over on Fightful's YouTube channel. I can't wait for everyone to hear it. Zena's awesome. Big time praise for her. It was an honor to talk to her, so I hope everyone checks that out. But that was the Cork and Hall show. Much of this discussion, of course, is about the two shows this weekend for Stardom. But not just Stardom. We do have a Sendai Girls show that is Stardom connected that we do need to talk about here, which is on Friday live on Wrestle Universe. Everyone can check it out. It will see Saori Ano defend the Sendai Girls World Championship against former champion Mika Wada in the Sendai Pit. That's a big time rematch that is happening on Friday. I would think Iwata's probably winning it back unless either Mako Satomura or Chihiro Hashimoto is making the challenge afterward. But, you know, they could. It feels like that would be the direction if Iwata is not bringing back the title to Sendai Girls. We'll also have a really great tag match. It'll be Zones and Chihiro Hashimoto versus Mio Momono and Erika Oka. I'm looking forward to that one. We have Miyuki Takase versus Minami. Veni and Yu versus Dash Chisako and Hiroya Matsumoto. And Ryo Mizunami versus Yuna. There's also a comedic match with Jiro and Sekiro Hirota, but I will not be reviewing that next week. I will review all the other matches, though, so I'm looking forward to those. Should be a really strong show from Sendai once again. So definitely check that out. The next portion of our show here today is talking New Blood. So New Blood, for me, has kind of come out of nowhere. It is a show that I think is not benefiting from the five star just happening, because we are not getting a New Blood tag title match. We're not getting a future Stardom title match. Obviously, Rena holds both, and I would have liked to see one of the two be defended. I would have done the tag because I think the tag you could kind of just do out of the blue. But we will have the tag champs teaming up. It will be Rena and Azusa Inaba teaming up against Aya Sakura and Yuna Mizumori in a preview style match. That should be really good. I love the New Blood shows, so I am looking forward to watching this on Friday. I think Rena and Inaba are such a great team and have a really bright future as a duo if they keep them together for a long time. Then we have Starlight Kid and Miyu Amasaki teaming against Hina and Tomoka Inaba. That should be great. Hanan and Saida in a rematch against Waka Tsukiyama and Hanako. In the semi-main event, Rana Yagami goes one-on-one with Konami, so big match for her. I think one of the important notes is that they added rules for the New Blood tag belts. I believe the rules are as follows. It's either one of the competitors has to either be 20 years or younger or 3 years or less of experience. So it's kind of like the future, and the tag partner can be any form of experience, but it has to have one of the future style competitors in the team. So I think that's worth noting moving forward, just a heads up. And then our main event will be a preview tag for the following day at Namba Grand Fight as Tam teams with her rookie, Sayaka Carraro, to take on Micah and Rian, who I think Rian, after this match, may get her official acceptance into EXV. I think we've kind of teased it long enough for the young rookie, but I think that is likely on our way. But let's talk about Namba Grand Fight, shall we? Namba Grand Fight 2024, a pay-per-view that feels a little too quick. And when I say a little too quick, I mean like there's too much going on coming off of the five-star Grand Prix, that we are doing the winner of the five-star versus the champion already. So we're going to get into that. But this show will air at 2 a.m. Eastern on Saturday morning. For those who want to check it out, I will, of course, be checking it out. We are at Eddie on Osaka Arena number one. So the big arena in Osaka should be a big time show. I expect a big time group of fans to be at this show with how big the main event is alone. The main event is the biggest match Stardom has right now. So it's why, like, I'm so shocked they're doing it so quickly, but we'll talk about that. The pre-show match, we'll see Zena go one-on-one with Rian. Then we have a very interesting opening match, and this is a match with a lot of history to it. It will be Mina Shirakawa versus Saya Kamatani. Boy, oh boy, how do times change? It was a year ago that these two were fighting for the Wonder Stardom Championship and having one of the best matches in the company. And they did it at the best show in company history. And since then, obviously, Saya Kamatani has went through it all. She's went through injury. She's went through losing, you know, her tag team partner and friend, Utami, who left the company. Queen's Quest has ended under her rule, and now she is a heel in hate. Meanwhile, Mina Shirakawa has lost that Wonder of Stardom championship and has slowly went down the cards in Stardom, but has become an international superstar, appearing in AEW, challenging for the AEW Women's World title at Forbidden Door this year, and kind of just becoming more of an international star than a Stardom wrestler. And now they collide for the first time in a long time. Mina's biggest singles match in Stardom in a very long time. This is a big time match. I'm wondering how it goes. I think the obvious answer is Saya Kamatani should be winning. You know, Saya has, in the heel gimmick, has slowly started to win me over. I think the most important part about Saya's heel gimmick is she's very clearly having fun with it. While I still think she is a mega superstar babyface playing a heel right now, she is having fun with it. She's having fun with the change. So I can't fault that in any way. And I think ultimately when it comes to someone like Saya Kamatani, she's going to see Mina across the ring and she's going to bring the best out of herself. It'll be interesting to see the fan reaction to this match because Saya Kamatani is super popular and Mina's not around a lot. So I'm very interested to see the reaction to this match overall, but it should be very good with Saya Kamatani being my prediction to walk out as the winner. So my main problem with this card is that there's just too many tag matches on this card. So after that really good singles, we have four tag team matches that just don't need to be on the show. I think if we could combine some of them, we'd benefit, but it's fine. We move forward. Well, Waka Tsukiyama and Hinako versus Rana Yagami and Hina. I'm guessing they're going to want Hinako to continue to be built up strong, as it looks like she's probably going to be Rena's toughest challenge whenever that time comes around. And we'll have Sariano, Yuna Mizumori, Aya Sakura, and Sayaka Karara facing Natsuko Tora, Rena, Ruaka, and Azusa Inaba in tag team action. I would guess Hate would walk out of this with the win, but in many ways, this is another preview tag for Rena and Rena and Aya Sakura. I'm interested to see, again, how they click over these 2 days, because obviously it is a preview for their title match. It's very weird to see Sayano not in a big feature spot. I've become so accustomed to her just being in big matches and being all these important matches, so it's really weird to see her not be doing that. That being said, I do think that this match should be at least at the very least entertaining, with all the young core members probably taking most of the lead. We'll have a really fun trios match here, though, as it will be Starlight Kid, Mei Sara, and Pro Wrestling Waves Kohaku teaming up to face Koguma, Saida, and Momokogo of Stars. I think that should be really fun, really good. Give them 8 minutes. It should be a blast. Then we'll have more Hate tag team action, as will be Konami, Momo Watanabe, and Tekla teaming up to face Shuri, Saki Kashima, and Lady C. I could see the Konami, Momo, Tekla trio potentially setting up for artist challengers. I could also see Shuri and Saki Kashima maybe challenging Tekla and Momo Watanabe for the Goddesses of Stardom titles. I think we could have got a Goddesses of Stardom title match somewhere on here personally, but it's fine. It's fine. Not a lot of title matches on that show. I would have had one more. But the artist belts are obviously locked up within the champions. Goddess belts could have been defended. Then we'll have Suzu Suzuki versus Tomoka Inaba. This is exciting. If you listened to me review this show, whether it be on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling, or if you have listened to really any of my reviews, whether it be on this show or anywhere else, Suzu Suzuki did not live up to her capabilities. And I think there's a mixture of why that happened. There is the aspect of her coming off of injury, so rust is a real thing. There is the aspect of her coming and figuring out this new gimmick now as part of Neo Genesis, where she is not the same punk rockish, you know, deathmatch minded wrestler that she once was. And I think a lot of people thought she lost that last year. I think she maybe lost the deathmatch edge, but she still had that edge that put her over the top as a prodigy and one of the best in the world for the past couple of years at such a young age. Now she is figuring out who she is in this character. And I think also we have to just accept how much she has gone through in terms of just the changing in booking, right? Last year at this time, she was about to win the 5-star Grand Prix, go on to become the World of Stardom champion. That got taken away from her. Then she was going to become World of Stardom champion again, and that got taken away from her. A lot of things add up for competitors. And at the end of the day, I think people forget pro wrestlers are human beings. You know, these people are human beings. They have human being emotions. And I think sometimes you can forget that as time goes on. You know, Suzu, if out of anyone maybe over the past year in Stardom, has watched a lot of her booking fluctuate. She went from not potential, but likely World of Stardom champion to now being the third person in her faction. So it can be a lot. That being said, I know what her and Tomoka Inaba can do. It was December 19, 2022 at the Taka Taichi final show. It was the last Taka Taichi show, JTO 50th anniversary. These two tore it down. absolutely tore it down. Tomoki Inaba, and we've seen it the past couple months, right? Since she's welcomed herself back into the stardom world, she's tremendous. And if these two can turn back that clock to that match, and maybe this is the match we get Suzu Suzuki, the top Suzu Suzuki that we all know. Suzu Suzuki in tag matches this year, obviously, has been phenomenal. But I'm looking for the single Suzu that has absolutely run Joshi the past couple of years. You know, the Suzu Suzuki that has been in the Wrestler of the Year conversation the past couple of years. I want to see that in her. Even hints of it. I need it in this match. This is a big-time singles match. They know it's a big-time singles match. Give them 10 minutes. They're going to tear it up. I'm very much looking forward to this one. I'm going to guess Suzu wins, but I would love to see maybe a challenger created out of this for the Wonder belt. I think that would be awesome to see. Or even the world. Like, I wouldn't have a problem with that. Obviously, there is a history between Tam and Suzu and that match that never happened last year. I can very much see Suzu getting the win here and it leading to that match to kind of run it back and make up for it 1 year later. That kind of feels more likely than anything. And, you know, that would be great for Suzu. It could be the confidence builder. And I hope this match serves as that, because I've talked to a good amount of people about this. I fully believe in Suzu. She's one of my favorites in stardom. I know she can get back there. She didn't just lose it, you know? She's still, what, 20, 22? Like, 20, like, this is a wrestler who has it all. And I'm hoping this match helps bring that out of her.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Then we have a great tag here. It'll be Eye Contact, Azumi and Hanan versus O2 Line, Azumi and Miyu Amasaki. That's just a great match. You know, that's a great tag. Should hopefully lead to tag challengers. You know, I think tag challengers for Momo and Tekla. I'd love to see either of these teams be the next champions, but overall, it should be a really good match and momentum is much needed. It also feels like a preview tag for Mayu versus Azumi, which they can make official after this. For, I don't think it would be a historic crossover. I think that's very far away in terms of potential shows for them, but it could be sometime. It could also even be on like a New Japan show out of nowhere. Right? They could put it on the Destruction in Kobe show and like kind of a shock. That wouldn't shock me. Or they do it at the Korakuen Hall show on the 28th. I wouldn't hate that at all. I love when we run big Korakuens. I love when we put big matches in Korakuens. I think anything's kind of on the mark here for them to run. It's just a matter of what do they want to do. We'll have to wait and see, obviously, but I don't know when their next pay-per-view is after this. I will check the calendar here. Obviously, Nagoya Golden Fight on the 5th. So maybe they hold it off until then. That's also a very big possibility. But I do think this is the preview to make for the official match after Azumi had beaten Mayu Iwatani in the 5-star. And then we have the Wonder of Stardom Championship. It's Natsupoi versus Suzuki. I don't need to say much more than that, I don't think. I think that kind of sells the match itself, right? I mean, I feel like it would. What else would I need to say to sell you on Natsupoi versus Suzuki? I said when I reviewed their tournament match, it was a preview. They held a lot back. And while Natsupoi's tournament wasn't perfect as she dives into this UWF submission MMA based mindset, She's still Natsupoi. The Mayu and Iwatani match in the quarterfinals at Shinjuku Face was my match of the tournament. And this is Hazuki. There is no wrestler better, I think, at making you believe she is going to win a title than Hazuki. Now, she never does actually win the title, which is heartbreaking, but there's no one better at doing that. These two have match of the year capabilities going into this match. When Natsupoi became champion, a lot of people's first, oh, I want to see this match, was this one. This is Natsupoi's first defense. She's not going to lose to Hazuki. But if they do what I think they're capable of, and that is creates the idea that Hazuki can win, this match is going to be outstanding. It's going to be one of the best matches of the year. And it has the potential to be one of the great Wonder of Stardom title matches. This should be tremendous. These two just have it against each other. So I'm really looking forward to it. And I think ultimately, even if Hazuki won, I'd be happy. But I do think Natsupoi gets the win. Should be fantastic. And I'll just say now, if you want to hear a day of review, I will be on the Gold Star podcast alongside Six Star and Jamie Ross over on Wrestle Purist YouTube channel. We will be talking about this show at 1 p.m. Eastern that day. So if you want to hear that, if you want to hear our thoughts in real time, I'll also be, of course, reviewing this show next week because I'll be diving into the long-term aspects of this and where we are going with Tam and Natsupoi. So don't you worry. We will have full analysis of the five-star. But if you want to hear a day of review, that's where to go. And then, of course, your main event. It is Tam Nakano, the World of Stardom champion, defending her title for the first time since winning it at the five-star final against the 2024 five-star Grand Prix winner, the undefeated Micah. I went into depth last week about why the booking of the whole scenario just didn't make sense. And I also said that I like Tam as champion because, one, Tam has been doing some fantastic work over this year. I think it's one of her best years. Me and Trent, who we did this most recent Star on Road podcast, and we talked about the performances of the wrestlers in the five star. And we agree that this year might be the most consistent year Tam has had in ring since 2021, when she was Wonder of Stardom champ. Obviously, she's had great matches, but in terms of consistency, she is killing it this year. She had a great five-star Grand Prix. I enjoyed the majority of the match with Natsuko Tora, and now we enter a match against Micah that I have been pitching to happen for months now. I told everyone on this podcast, All-Star Grand Queendom 2024, that should have been your main event. I firmly believe that. It should have been Micah versus Tam for the title, right? The former champion has come back. Now she gets her shot. They pushed it off, and they pushed it off to the point where it started to become unlikely that they would have the match within Micah's reign. And then Micah loses the title to Natsuko Tora. And that's where everything just went off the hinges, right? Then obviously Micah wins the five star, but right before that, Tam ends Natsuko Tora's reign in a month with zero defenses and winning the World of Stardom title for the second time in her career. And it brings us to a match with Micah that is the biggest match this company has, and yet it gets 2 weeks total of build. Rather than holding it for Stardom Dream Queendom, we are doing it at a brand new pay-per-view named Namba Grand Fight. And maybe this is a move to simply sell tickets, and I get that, and they probably have plans for Tam at the end of the year to defend against maybe Saya Kamatani or someone of that sort, right? Or Mayu or whoever. But this is the biggest match that you have pretty much naturally, due to circumstances one way or the other, built up for a year. So to me, rushing it in 2 weeks is not, especially against a World of Stardom champion who just won the title after a short reign. It gives Micah a very little shot of winning. And I can't stress this enough. Do not change the title here. But I don't know what it creates. I've thought about this. I've looked at it. You have someone that went undefeated in the five-star Grand Prix facing someone that lost every single one of their matches. And the one that lost all their matches is the world champion. And now 2 weeks later, after that tournament where you ran through the likes of Natsupoi, Hazuki, Mayu Yutani, Saya Kamatani, Azumi, and so on, you are now facing Tam, who got submitted, who got choked out by Mei Sarah, who lost to Saida, right? Who lost to Tomoki Naba, someone from another company. Like, it's a very odd and confusing thing to look at when you look at it the way I have been. That being said, I am very much looking forward to this match because they both wrestle a great epic main event when they're on. And if they fall into the Micah style match, which is the most reasonable, which is, you know, this just big title fight, this can be a great match. But I plead with you, Taro Okada, I plead with you, other people in that booking room, Do not have Micah win this championship, please. Because then the past month or so for me has been completely null and voided. Like, then the Natsuko and Saya, like, it, you did all this just to turn Saya heel when, in my opinion, you could have just turned Saya heel all the way back at the faction match where everyone got kicked out. So do not have Micah win this match. That is the worst case scenario out of all this. I have no problem with Micah eventually winning this world title back. She is now the ace of Stardom. I understand that, but do not flip-flop this title again after 2 weeks, especially to the person that lost it a month and change ago, right? A month and a half ago, essentially. Don't do that. That is my plea. And I think it's a reasonable plea. That being said, like I said earlier, this match should be great. These last two, three, four matches should be great. And this should be a really good pay-per-view. But boy, oh boy, is my heart going to be jumping out of my chest in this main event, because we're at a time where I can't know for sure if something's happening. I don't think Tam's losing, but it's not a guarantee she's winning, you know, because Micah is the undefeated five-star Grand Prix winner. I don't like that we have rushed the winner 2 weeks after. That will never sit right with me. But looking at it as what it is, and this is what it is this match happening on Saturday. This is how I feel about it. I think it should be great. I think Tam winning with the Via Screwdriver makes a lot of sense. And we'll see what the story's told in the ring and who ultimately challenges Tam after this, assuming she wins. So I'm looking forward to it. Should be a great match. Naba Grand Fight 2024 available on pay-per-view. Should be a great show. I'll be watching it live. And like I said, check out the Gold Star on the Wrestle Purist YouTube channel. We'll be talking about it over there as well. Now, let's talk about the Marigold Dream Star Grand Prix, day two of the tournament. You can listen to my full review of each match over on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling. The Dream Star Grand Prix 2024 day two review is up and ready to go. I will have two more over the weekend to look forward to, hopefully, if you've been enjoying them. So look forward to that. But yeah, before we get to that, actually, I do want to just say everyone should go out of their way to check out the PPP Tokyo match, Chen Yoden's Zones versus Saeed and Ryu Mizunami. Really, really good match. It's available on YouTube.com for free. So go check that out. I apologize for the dogs barking. I had to go let them out. So we're back talking about the Marigold Dreamstar Grand Prix, day two of the show, or of the tournament. Day two was a really good day. Probably the best house show Marigold has put together yet. Three Dream League matches, three Star League matches, Sari's tournament debut. Too much to, you know, too much greatness about there. So we had Chika Goto versus Nori, Tommy Hayashishita versus Victoria Yuzuki, Koki Mari versus Natsumi Shizuki, Nanai Takahashi versus Misa Matsui, and Miku Aono versus Bozilla, and the main event, Sari versus Mai Sakurai. This was a really good show. I think the standouts for me included Victoria Yuzuki's overall showing against Utami Hayashishita. I thought she was great in that match. Like I said, you can check out the full reviews over on youtube.com/@ScottEWrestling. But in terms of, you know, my expectations for Victoria Yuzuki, I want to see her make the strides, right? She is someone that I have come on this podcast and said many times, future of wrestling, absolute star, just everything you want to see from someone like her. And her stepping in the ring with Utami Hayashishita, I said to myself, this is your chance. This is your chance to stand out. And this was probably the best match of her career. Just so, so good. Her fire, her energy is infectious. And when she is hitting all her really brilliant styled moves, it's just she tries so many things. You just never know. Is it going to work? Is it not? And this match, everything really clicked, I thought. Her and Utami worked perfectly as the base for Victoria Yuzuki to shine. And obviously, it was Utami winning with the shocking Baszler in the end. But a really, really good match there. Nanai versus Misa Matsui was another standout. Just a follow-up to the Passion Injection match. We don't have Nanai for much longer, but boy, oh boy, like, do I appreciate her incredible ability this year. She has been really one of the most consistent wrestlers in the world, I think, when it comes to overall outings. Like, I think for me, she goes out there and she consistently puts on great performances, especially at her age. It's just really impressive. And I know she's not going to wrestle forever, but boy, oh boy, has been a absolutely great thing to see. And Matsui and her just click so well. Matsui's such a good, fiery underdog who really gets the best out of herself against someone like Nanai. And then you had a great main event, Sari versus Mai Sakurai. Sari's the best in the world. And she's been the best in the world. This tournament started with a bang against Mai Sakurai. This match was great. It was a great main event because Sari wrestles in Marigold so uniquely from where she wrestles elsewhere. She wrestles with disdain and dislike for this roster and almost hatred for this roster. This is like real hate. And you can feel that in her matches. She doesn't respect Mai Sakurai. Mai Sakurai, frankly, knew that. So she attacked her before the bell. And that was great. I loved that. And they fought all around the arena. And ultimately, Sari just broke this poor girl down. Mai Sakurai is on the run of her career. But what a great match with Sari, of course, winning with a great hesitation Uranagi to get the win and start her tournament off on the undefeated note. Just go out of your way to see this show right now. Out of people with two or more matches, my MVP in the tournament would be Mai Sakurai, I'm pretty sure, or Nanai. They've just both had great starts to their tournament. Not what I expected, but there's a lot of time to go. I think Utami's going to have a really strong run here moving forward. She's had two really good matches with Yuzuki and Nagisa Nozaki. as well as a good one with Chika Goto. I think Mirai's had a really good start. We have a big weekend coming up, so there's a lot to talk about there. It starts on Saturday at Shinkimba First Ring. The show is as followed. You'll see, for tournament matches, you'll have Sari versus Chiaki. Sari's obviously getting the win there, but I'm really excited to see what Chiaki can show against Sari in that moment. We'll have Nagisa Nozaki versus Nori. Nori has been a standout in this tournament. Absolutely adore Nori. She's one of my new favorites of the year. I think she's awesome. That should be a good match. We have Koki Amari versus Victoria Yuzuki, which is a match I have circled. Victoria Yuzuki does not like those two Twin Towers. She does not like Koki. She does not like Chika Goto. So that should be a heated matchup. Well, Mai Sakurai versus Bozilla, obviously a huge match as Bozilla looks to continue her undefeated start. And we'll have Nanai Takahashi versus Kazuna Tanaka in potentially the main event. So the biggest Kazuna Tanaka match since stepping in to Mari Gold in terms of singles action. The tournament standings are as followed. Bozilla, like I said, has opened up her tournament at a undefeated 3-0. She is sitting at the top of the Star League with 6 points. She defeated Miku Ano on the day two show, leaving Miku Ano at 4 points. Mai Sakurai, Sari, and Nanai are all tied with 2, while Misa Matsui, Chiaki, and Kazuna Tanaka all have 0. And then in the Dream League, Nori runs the Dream League so far. She's at 2-0-1 with 5 points, Utami Hashishita at 4, Mirai and Natsumi Shizuki at 3 apiece, Nagisa Nozaki and Koki Amari at 2 apiece, and Victoria Yuzuki at 1, and Chika Goto at 0. Also on Saturday's show, we will have a big-time fun trios match. It'll be Utami Hashishita, Mirai, and Misa Matsui versus Miku Ano, Natsumi Shizuki, and Chika Goto. Should be great. Should be absolutely great. And then on Monday's the biggest show, arguably, of the entire tournament. Huge matches up and down the card. Let's get into it, shall we? We have Misa Matsui versus Chiaki as a tournament match. We have Mai Sakurai versus Kazuna Tanaka. Then it really kicks into that next gear here. We have Nanai Takahashi versus Bozilla, a rematch from the Passion Injection match from Cork in last month, which was fantastic. Really can't wait for that. We have Chika Goto versus Victoria Yuzuki. That's the biggest rivalry match in the entire damn tournament. These two do not like each other. The first house show these two had, they went to a draw, and it's all been a rivalry since. I can't wait for that match. We have Natsumi Shizuki versus Nori, which is just a great match, one that I have circled. I think that'll be Nori's standout match of the tournament. Could be even better than the Mirai one. And then we'll have the two champions going head-to-head. It'll be Sari, the Mari Gold World Champion, versus Miku Ano, the United National Champion. Unfreaking believable. Potential, you know, match of the year type match of the tournament type stuff could be one of the best matches of the year if all goes right. I can't wait for that. And then your main event, the two top stars of Mari Gold's roster. You will have Utami Hayashishita versus Mirai for the first time in a Mari Gold ring. And it's all a Cork and Hall, folks. It's all Cork and Hall. That show starts at 10:30 Eastern on Sunday night. It's going to be an absolute hoot. It's great. The tournament's been really fun so far. I've loved the first 3 shows, 2 days overall. And I think you're in for a treat. If you really enjoy Joshi, if you really enjoy wrestling, this is the tournament for you. Just check in and enjoy the vibes. It's been a great run so far. I do know next week, Stardom is back on the road. They are going to be running shows on Wednesday and Thursday, I believe, in some form. And then they also have a Sendai Pit show on the 21st. We will do our best to preview all that. They do have a lot of shows in the coming week. We won't be able to preview the Wednesday and Thursday show unless I do an early episode, because the cards aren't out, so we'll have to wait and see. But I will be back next week to talk Namba Grand Fight, to give you another update on the Dreamstar Grand Prix and the amazing Corkin. We'll do a full review of the Corkin on this show, along with my YouTube channel. I think that's only right. It's a great time in Joshi, folks. This is a huge Joshi weekend. We got Sendai Girls, we got Stardom, we got Marigold. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. So hopefully, if you are still listening to this show, thank you so much. If you're a new listener, thank you so much. I love doing this show. It's a lot of fun for me every week. This was a shorter version because it's a solo show, first time in a while, but I love chatting with all of you. Hopefully, I have done my best to pump you up on the Stardom shows. Hopefully, if you haven't been checking out the Dreamstar Grand Prix, you do now, because like I said, it's just great Joshi wrestling, folks, and that's what we're all about. And just another reminder that Dump Matsumoto show comes out next Friday. So thank you everyone for listening. Some plugs here, youtube.com/@ScottyWrestling. I've been saying it this entire show. I've reviewed all the days of the 5-star Grand Prix on my YouTube channel. I am now doing it for the Marigold Dreamstar Grand Prix. It's been a lot of fun. They're, you know, at max 40 minute videos for each day, full on reviews. I'll have two of them this weekend, like I said. Really looking forward to that. This Saturday, Gold Star Podcast on the Wrestle Purist YouTube channel will be a Namba Grand Fight review in full. Something to look forward to there. If you want more Stardom coverage, we'll also be talking a few other topics as well. And then on Monday, my interview with Stardom's Xena goes live on Fightful's YouTube channel. So really looking forward to that. I hope you guys all enjoy that conversation. It was such a blast. I love Xena. It's, you know, she's someone I absolutely have been rooting for and will continue to root for. And I hope all of you get a good sense of who she is as a competitor, you know, as a person. And I hope you all enjoy that interview. So thank you so much, everyone, for listening once again today. Like I said, I'll be back next week to review Namba Grand Fight, update the Marigold, and preview Wrestle Princess as well. It's a huge upcoming couple weeks in the world of Joshi. So strap in, get excited. That's the beauty of Joshi wrestling. Thank you so much, everyone, for listening. Until next time, see ya.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.